谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
We thank our worship team.
带领我们一起来到神的家里，一起来敬拜。
For leading us to worship the true God in the house of God.
将一切尊贵、荣耀、颂赞都归给我们的至高神。
Let all glory, honor, and praise be given to our Almighty and loving God.
上个月的复活节，我们一起欢庆教会成立五周年。
Last month during Easter, we celebrated the fifth anniversary of our church.
回想到五年前，神就恩待我们。
At the beginning of our church, God favored us.
这个信心圣经教会呢，接纳我们有三年多。
And allow us to gather at Faith Bible Church for 3 years.
问题是，我们使用那个场地只能在下午聚会。
The issue we had then was that we could only meet in the afternoon.
我们也知道，有些家庭如果早上出门，中午吃个饭，就没有办法及时赶回来敬拜。
Some families went out in the morning and had lunch outside and thus could not come back in time for the service.
然后很多人吃过中饭以后想睡个午觉，也错过了聚会的时间。
Some decided to take an afternoon nap after lunch and miss the service time.
为了让我们教会能够健康成长，我们就积极的来寻找一个可以在主日早上敬拜的场地。
For the healthy growth of our church, we began to look out for a new venue that allows us to meet on Sunday morning.
所以为了教会的需要呢，我们还特别预备了一块石头。
At that time, we prepared a rock.
然后上面还刻上了尼希米的经文，尼希米记的经文。
And we wrote the verses of Nehemiah.
目的就是要鼓励大家一起来建造教会。
To encourage us to build our church.
那神也借着CCF, 就是华人基督徒团契的查经的教材。
God also used the Chinese Christian Fellowship's study material.
用神的话语来建造我们教会的同工。
To build God's servant in this church.
那过去两周，刚刚我们在查考尼希米记。
Over the past 2 weeks, we were studying the book of Nehemiah.
所以神再一次的借着这些经文，勉励我们要一起来，起来建造我们的教会。
And once again, God uses the verses in Nehemiah to encourage us to rise up and build our church.
在开之前，让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father, We praise you and we thank you.
看到你过去五年怎么样恩待我们的教会。
For the grace you have given us over the past 5 years.
不断地用你的话语来改变我们的生命。
You continue to use your words to change, to transform our lives.
我们要借着今天查考你话语的时候。
We will use today's verses from Nehemiah.
让你的圣灵继续在我们心中动工。
For the Holy Spirit to continue to work in us.
让我们不要再继续的白占地图。白占地图。Occupy the land with in vain.
Help us not to just continue to occupy the land with events.
让我们就能够积极的采取行动来成为我们社区的祝福。
For us to actively take actions to become the blessing of our community.
我们这样子的感恩祷告 I'll pray.
Our praise
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus' name
Amen.
Amen
好，让我们一起打开旧约的尼希米记
Please open the Bible and turn to the Old Testament The first chapter of Nehemiah
在一开始就告诉我们尼希米他在波斯帝国的王宫里面任职。
Nehemiah was originally served in the royal palace of the Persian Empire.
酒在当时是最主要的饮料。
During that time, wine was the main beverage.
王一切的饮酒都是由尼希米来负责。
All the wine that was drank by the king was handled by Nehemiah.
所以我们可以知道尼希米是王非常信任的心腹大臣。
As such, we know that Nehemiah was the king's trusted confidant.
虽然身在王宫锦衣玉食
while in palace, although Nehemiah had abundance of provisions,
可是尼希米的心却远系在一千英里以外的祖国。
He was very concerned for his motherland.
我们看到尼希米不是先知，他也不是祭司。
Nehemiah wasn't a prophet nor a priest.
但是神却使用尼希米给他这种特殊的地位和职分。
But God used Nehemiah's special occupation and status.
特别是他爱祖国同胞的心，要他来完成神伟大的计划。
Especially Nehemiah's loving heart for his motherland and fellow countrymen, and to accomplish God's great plan.
我们也感谢神，也同样的赐给我们的弟兄姐妹有各样的专业和恩赐。
Likewise, we thank God for giving our brothers and sisters various professions and gifts.
让我们可以一起来建造神荣耀的教会。
So that we can build a church that glorifies God.
在王国被掳之后呢，以色列他们其实已经有两次归回耶路撒冷。
After the exile, the Israelites had returned to Jerusalem twice.
那里的圣殿也已经重建有70年了。
And the temple of Jerusalem was rebuilt more than 17 years ago.
可是那时候耶路撒冷没有城墙的保护。
But without the protection of the wall.
所以那里的同胞经常受到周围外邦人的欺压和凌辱。
The people of Jerusalem were often tormented and humiliated by the foreigners.
所以令尼希米感到非常的悲哀，为祖国同胞他们所遇到的苦难而哭泣。
Nehemiah was saddened and wept for the encounter of his fellow countrymen in the motherland.
因为距离非常遥远，一趟就要花8到10个星期的路程。
Due to the long distance, about 8 to 10 weeks per trip.
而且尼希米他又在王的身边，任职。
And Nehemiah was serving at the side of the king.
所以他唯一能做的，也只有来到神的面前进食祷告。
The only thing he could do was to come before God to pray and fast.
安静的等候神的时间。
And quietly waited for God's timing.
尼希米的祷告，他至少有三个主要的部分。
Nehemiah's prayer has 3 main parts.
首先，他称颂神的伟大和信实。
First, he praised the greatness and faithfulness of God.
在第五节他说，耶和华天上的神。
Verse 5 says, O Lord, God of heaven.
大而可畏的神啊。
The great and awesome God.
你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
接着他继续说，这位伟大又信实的神也愿意聆听我们的祷告。
It continues to say that this great and faithful God is also willing to listen to our prayers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的祷告不是在对空气说话。
We are not talking to the air when we pray.
因为我们的神不但是全知全能。
Because our God is not only omniscient and omnipotent.
他也愿意垂听我们的祷告。
He is also willing to listen to our prayers.
但是经常拦阻我们来到神面前的往往是我们的罪。
Blocking us from the sight of God is our sins.
因为圣洁公义的神无法垂听罪人的祷告。
Because the holy God of righteousness does not listen to the prayers of sinners.
所以在称颂神的伟大和信实之后，
After praising God for his greatness and faithfulness,
尼希米代表以色列人来到神面前承认他们所犯的罪。
Nehemiah immediately confessed the sins of the Israelite.
并且愿意以色列百姓都悔改来归向神
Repented and returned to God
祈求神的赦免和施行拯救
Pray for God to forgive and to save them
上个星期四是全美国的国家祷告日
Last Thursday was the American National Prayer Day
我们知道川普总统他想要建筑那个高墙来堵住边境的破口。
President Trump wanted to build high walls to seal the gap of our borders.
他想到的是防止非法移民。
To prevent illegal immigration.
其实我们的国家更严重的是那个无形的破口。
In fact, in our country, there are more serious gaps.
我们社会的风气，学校的教育。
Our social norm.Our school education
越来越世俗化，人都远离了神。
Have become increasingly secular and more distant from God.
因着以自我为中心，造成道德的堕落和破坏。
Our self-centeredness has resulted in moral corruption.
最大的破口就是我们的家庭。
The biggest gap is our family.
夫妻的不和。亲子关系的破裂
The broken relationships between husband and wife, parents and children.
我们都需要来到神的面前认罪悔改
All of us need to come before God to repent.
祈求神的赦免和拯救
To pray for God's forgiveness and salvation.
因为圣经应许我们，当我们愿意承认自己的罪
The Bible promises us if we confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and just,
必要赦免我们的罪。
To forgive us our sins,
因着主耶稣的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪和不义。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus.
劳工节的长周末，我们有恩爱夫妻营。
The Labor Day long weekend, we have a marriage enrichment retreat.
我们的名额有限，特别鼓励还没有参加过的夫妻，赶快来向徐振东弟兄跟 Lily 他们夫妇来报名。
But the vacancies are limited. Okay, we strongly encourage you, if you have not attended this retreat, to quickly register with Mark or Lily.
让我们按神的心意来重建我们的婚姻和家庭。
Let us rebuild our marriage and family according to God's will.
四月初的时候，马太牧师也在我们中间举行了父亲问答会。
In early April, Pastor Matthew held a father's question and answer session.
今天聚会以后，我们也邀请所有的母亲也继续留在大堂。
Well, today after the end of our service, we invite mothers to stay behind.
我们的历史主任会跟大家一起来讨论。如何成为一个合神心意的母亲
？And our student director Lisi will discuss with you about how to be a godly mother.
我们刚才说过，神垂听我们的祷告。
We said that God listens to our prayers.
但是我们也要学习耐心的等待神的时间和机会。
But we must also learn to wait patiently for God's timing and opportunity.
我们要寻求和明白神的呼召和使命。
To seek and understand God's calling and mission for us.
尼希米他一向充满信心，行事果断。
Nehemiah was always confident and decisive.
但是因为他忧愁祖国的同胞已经有四个月了。
However, he had been worrying for his fellow countrymen for almost 4 months.
连王都看出他脸上的愁容。
Even the king noticed the sadness on his face.
尼希米当然诚实地向王说明，因为自己祖先坟墓的所在那城荒凉。
Nehemiah told the king honestly that the places of my father's graves lies in ruins.
保护他们的城门已经被火焚烧
And his gates have been destroyed by fire.
那边的百姓经常受到其他周围人的欺负
And the people were often oppressed by the foreigners.
没想到王竟然问他说你要什么 你要求什么?
And the king's response was, what are you requesting?
面对这个千载难逢的机会, 尼希米, 他先向天上的神来祷告。
In the face of this golden opportunity, Nehemiah first prayed to the God of heaven.
然后他才向王请求准他回到犹大。
And then asked the king to send him to Judah.
去重新建造列祖坟墓所在的城。
To rebuild the city where the ancestors' graves were located.
这就如同箴言所说的王的心。 在耶和华的手中好像垄沟的水。
As per Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord.
随意流转。
He turns it wherever he will.
王不但准许尼希米回去。
The king not only granted Nehemiah's request,
还按照尼希米的要求赐下诏书。
But also granted his wishes to give an edict.
让他可以通行无阻, 还供应他建造所需要的木材。
To let him pass through the province without problems and to supply him with the necessary building materials.
所以除了耐心地等候神的时机,
In addition to patiently waiting for God's timing,
尼希米也继续寻求从神来的智慧, 帮助他来完成 神给他的使命。
Nehemiah also prayed for the wisdom of God to help him fulfill the mission of God.
顺利地回到耶路撒冷的尼希米。
Upon returning to Jerusalem,
他知道周围的外族人对在耶路撒冷的以色列人充满了敌意。
Nehemiah knew that the foreigners were full of hostility to the Israelites.
为了避免打草惊蛇, 节外生枝,
in order to avoid any unnecessary disturbance,
尼希米他利用晚上的时间来查看城墙的情形。
Nehemiah examined the wall of the city at night,
暗暗地做好修建城墙的计划,
and formulated the plan to rebuild the wall.
但是最重要，往往也是最困难的。
And the most important and often the most difficult
就是向百姓来宣告从神来的意向和使命
is to declare to the people of God about God's vision and mission
让他可以动员所有的百姓一起来侍奉
and to mobilize everyone to serve in unity
尼希米他以耶路撒冷省长的身份来召聚百姓
as the new governors of Jerusalem, Nehemiah gathered the people.
他要说明重建城墙不但可以保护以色列民 不再继续受到外族人的欺压。
He told them that with the reconstruction of the wall, all Israelites would cease to be oppressed and humiliated by the foreigners.
而且这件工程是有神施恩的手和王所赐的诏书。
In addition, the hand of God's grace and the edict of the king were with this mission.
百姓的回答是什么?
The people's response was,
啊, 百姓的回答是什么? 我们起来建造吧。
Let us rise up and build.
让我们一起来念, 我们起来建造吧。
Let us rise up and build.
于是他们奋勇做这善工。
So they did this good work with courage.
第三章, 我们就看到宗教领袖们先带头。
In chapter 3, we see that the high priest and the priest took the lead.
他们修建最靠近圣殿旁边的羊门。
In building the sheep gate near the temple.
羊门就是圣殿献祭的时候那些牛羊进出的地方。
The sheep gate was the entrance for the sacrificial cows and sheep.
然后我们也继续看到还有银匠做香的还有其他的商人
There were also goldsmiths, perfumers, and other businessmen
无论你是什么专业都一起来加入
Regardless of professions
还有管理各地的官长
There were also the local officials
甚至连妇女都加入
And even women
不分地位的高低,不分男女
Regardless of status and genders
所有的百姓都加入重建城墙的行列。
All joined together to rebuild the wall.
他们大概分成了有40个建造小组。
They were divided into about 40 groups.
分区分段的来建造，联络整齐。
In accordance with areas and phases, and build the wall together orderly.
感谢神，昨天早上我们也教会总动员。
Thank God, yesterday morning we mobilized the church.
大家一起来干嘛？打扫神的家，神的圣殿。
To do a church cleaning.
从里到外，把教会打扫的窗明几净。
The church was thoroughly clean, both interior and exterior, with clean and shining windows.
感谢神赐我们美好的天气。
Thank God for the good weather.
还我们预备了丰盛的早餐。
And a sumptuous breakfast.
谢谢大家辛劳的付出来洁净神的殿。
Thank you for your hard work to clean the temple of God.
连我们的青少年和孩子们，他们都有美好的时光。
Our young people and children also had a good time.
但是我们也知道，在虽然是有神的呼召和使命，
We know that even if it is God's calling and mission,
我们在服事的过程中呢，仍然会面对各样属灵的征战。
While serving, we will still face spiritual warfare.
所以我们需要培养我们自己属灵的洞察力跟判断力。
As such, we need to cultivate spiritual insight and discernment.
周围的外族人看到以色列人要建造城墙。
When the foreigners noticed that the Israelites were building the wall,
他们先耻笑犹太人的软弱。
They mock at the Jews for being weak.
他们建造的城墙，连那个瘦弱的狐狸上去都可以把它踩倒。
And even a fox would trample the reconstructed wall.
面对敌人的藐视。
In the face of the contempt of the enemy.
尼希米紧紧抓住神的应许。
Nehemiah tightly seized the promise of God.
建造圣城是神的工作。
Believing that the construction of the wall was a work of God.
神必使他们亨通。
And that God would prosper them.
敌视他们的外邦人却是无份。
The hostile foreigners will have no portion in this.
因为他们抵挡神。
Because they were against God.
无权。
No rights.
因为尼希米才是耶路撒冷的省长。
Because Nehemiah was the governor of Jerusalem.
无纪念，因为他们与神的工作圣功无关。
No remembrance because they have nothing to do with God's work.
敌人看到这个耻笑不成功，他们就甚至于买通了以色列人的祭司和先知。
Mocked with no access, the enemy even hired the priests and prophets.
他们恐吓尼希米说，有人要杀你。
To threaten Nehemiah that someone was coming to kill him.
告诉尼希米说，你只有躲进圣殿才能保全你的生命。
They told Nehemiah to hide in the temple to keep himself safe.
但是尼希米他专注于神的工作。
But Nehemiah focused on the calling and mission of God.
他看穿这是敌人的诡计。
He saw through the plot of the enemies.
即使这些话语是出自宗教的领袖。
And even the religious leaders.
他也不动摇。
He did not waver.
当敌人发现耻笑不成、诡计不成的时候，
When the enemy noticed that their plan did not come true,
他们就准备采取攻击的行动。
They wanted to launch an attack.
面对危机，尼希米马上再一次的向神来祷告。
In the face of the crisis, Nehemiah first prayed to God.
然后以实际防卫的行动让敌人无机可乘。
And then took the action of defense. As a result, the enemies has no opportunity to attack them.
仇敌的攻击并没有因此而停止。
The enemy did not stop.
硬的不成就来软的。
They switched to a softer approach.
他们邀请尼希米来谈判。
They invited Nehemiah to negotiate.
也想借机来杀他。
And plotted to take the opportunity to kill him.
但是尼希米却说，我不能停止这个工作。
However, Nehemiah said that he could not stop building.
所以拒绝了他们的邀请。
and thus rejected their invitation.
不幸的是, 除了外患,
Unfortunately, in addition to external threats,
尼希米也要同样要处理内部的危机。
Nehemiah also had to deal with internal problems.
因为大家都在建造城墙, 很多百姓不能继续的耕种。
Because of the building of the walls, the people could not farm.
为了要吃饭, 他们只有典当他们的产业。
And they had to pawn their belongings in exchange for food.
为了要换取粮食, 同时要缴纳王的税金。
And to pay the tax.
甚至于有人已经把儿女典押去做奴仆。
Some even had to force their children to be the slaves of the rich.
我们再次看到尼希米他不畏权贵。
Once again, we see from here that Nehemiah was not afraid of the officials.
他大大的指责那些欺压自己弟兄、向弟兄放高利贷的人。
He accused them of oppressing their own people and lending money to them at high interest rate.
尼希米要求他们免去一切的利息。
And demanded that they forego the interest charged.
他自己更是以身作则。
And to be a role model.
12年来他都不拿他省长的俸禄。
Nehemiah did not take the governor's salary for 12 years.
他不但不加重百姓的负担。
In order to lessen the burden of the people.
还主动招待外来的犹太人、犹太以色列人。
In addition, he also hosted Jews from other places.
每天有150人在他家里吃饭。
About 150 people a day to eat at his house.
从尼希米我们看到他面对各样的内忧外患。
In the face of all kinds of external threats and internal problems,
我们看到尼希米他依靠从神来的智慧。
Nehemiah depended on God's wisdom,
以及勇气来采取果断的行动。
And courage to take decisive action.
他不惧怕也不退缩。
He did not fear nor retreat.
当百姓奋勇同心的建造时候，众志成城。
The people courageously focus on the construction of the wall.
这样浩大的工程，在短短的52天就完成了。
They prevailed and completed the vast construction in a short period of 52 days.
连四围的仇敌都亲眼看见神的大能。
All the enemies saw the power and the glory of God.
城墙建完了。
Upon the completion of the wall,
尼希米首先重新安排圣殿中的服事。
Nehemiah rearranged the service duties of the temple.
而且他也指派忠心、有信心和敬畏神的领袖来管理耶路撒冷。
He also appointed leaders who were faithful, confident, and fearful of God to manage Jerusalem.
目前我们自己教会也还不是一个独立的教会。
Although we are not yet an independent church.
但是我们也设有领导团队。
We also have a leadership team.
同样他们是忠信和敬畏神的人。
Likewise, the leadership team is faithful and God-fearing.
负责管理教会 各样的事物和事工,
responsible for managing the affairs of the church and ministries.
我们利用这个机会请他们站起来。
Let's invite them to stand up.
你们的配偶也一起站起来。 让我们都能够认识他们, 也谢谢他们服侍的辛劳。
And thank them for their hard work.
好, 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
希望神为我们教会兴起更多的弟兄姐妹。
We hope that more brothers and sisters
将来也能进入这样荣耀的侍奉。
Will join our leadership team
发挥神所赐给你们的恩赐。
And use the gifts of God
一起来完成神的使命。
To fulfill God's mission together
感谢神垂听我们的祷告。
Thank God for listening to our prayers
他所给我们的超过我们所求所想。
He gave us more than what we asked for and what we expected.
让我们有能够在如此美好的场地来敬拜。
and gave us a wonderful place to worship Him.
而且神也把那个承先求的意象赐给我们。
And gave us the vision of transforming generations.
要我们来继续扩展神的国度。
And continually extend the kingdom of God.
很多弟兄姐妹最近也参加了教会的会友班。
Many brothers and sisters attended the membership class recently.
表明他们愿意成为北区教会的会友。
And willing to become the member of the New Hope Christian Church.
会友表明你愿意把我们教会当作你属灵的家。
Becoming a member signifies that you are willing to make our church as your spiritual home.
和我们一起来敬拜，跟我们一起来成长，一起来服事。
To worship, grow, and serve together with us.
成为教会的会友，也表明你愿意保守教会的合一。
This also indicates that you are willing to protect the unity of the church.
愿意负担我们教会一切经济的需要。
And bear the financial needs of the church.
我们也看到尼希米记他并没有因为城墙完成而停止在第七章。
The book of Nehemiah did not stop at chapter 7 just because the construction of the wall had completed.
城墙建造完之后的第五天是犹太人的新年。
The fifth day after the completion of the wall is the New Year of Judah.
在大家休息的时间，我们却看到百姓聚集来聆听神的话语。
The people gave out the time of rest and gathered to listen to the words of God.
他们要纪念神当初带领他们出埃及，在旷野40年的保守。
To commemorate the protection from God for leading them out of Egypt and kept them for 40 years in the wilderness saved.
他们欢庆祝棚节来纪念他们在旷野的日子。
They then celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles to commemorate their time in the wilderness.
接下来的第九章，百姓再次的聚集。
In chapter 9, the people gathered again.
他们赞美神。
To first praise God.
然后来诉说神救恩的大能。
For his mercy and salvation.
然后他们再一次的一起来到神的面前来承认自己的罪。
They came together in front of God and confessed their sins.
然后他们再一次的与神来立约，他们决定不与外族人通婚。
They had again made a covenant with God not to intermarry with the foreigners.
因为他们过去就是因为外族人引诱他们去敬拜偶像和假神。
To avoid being tempted to worship the idols and the false gods of the foreigners.
而且他们愿意按照神的命令实行十一奉献。
And to obey God's law for tithing.
他们也进行人口普查，决定谁会住在耶路撒冷。
They also conducted a census to determine who would be living in Jerusalem.
然后会众聚集，吹号唱歌，而且举行盛大的游行。
With songs, music, and parade.
为耶路撒冷城墙举行这个奉献典礼。
The people celebrated the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem.
尼希米他在耶路撒冷做省长12年。
Nehemiah was the governor of Jerusalem for 12 years.
然后他才回到波斯。
He then returned to Persia.
可是在尼希米结束之前，
Before the end of the book of Nehemiah.
当尼希米再一次回到耶路撒冷的时候，
When Nehemiah returned again from Persia to Jerusalem.
他惊讶地发现这些与神立约的百姓，
He discovered that the people of the covenant
竟然又开始犯他们过去的罪，
began to sin again.
尼希米立刻再一次的洁净圣殿，而且和洁净神的百姓。
Nehemiah once again immediately sanctified the temple and the people of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
重建城墙虽然是困难重重，
although the construction of the wall was difficult,
但是一鼓作气，他们可以在52天里面完成。
It was completed in 52 days.
但是尼希米记却让我们看见建造神的工人。
The book of Nehemiah shows us that to build up God's servant，
却是我们每一个人一生的学习。
It's a lifetime learning process for all of us。
尼希米记让我们看见工人的建造要先于神的工作。
The book of Nehemiah also shows us that the building of God's servants takes priority over God's ministry.
要成为合神心意的工人。
To be God's favorite servant.
尼希米教导我们一定要先以感恩的心领受神的话语。
The book of Nehemiah teaches us to first receive God's words with the heart of thanksgiving.
我们一定要先明白神的旨意。
That we may understand the will of God.
除了圣经的知识以外，
In addition to the knowledge of the Bible,
我们更要以实际的行动活出神的教训。
We must live up God's word with practical action.
使徒保罗说，我们行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
The Apostle Paul also teaches us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
雅各书也说，真正的信心一定会带出与信心相称的行为。
The book of James also says that the true faith will bring out corresponding behavior in faith.
当然，神也喜悦我们一起来纪念和欢庆我们属灵生命的里程碑。
Of course, God is also pleased with us celebrating and remembering our spiritual milestone.
就如同以色列人他们欢庆祝棚节，他们举行圣城的奉献典礼。
Just like the Israelites who celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles and the dedications of the wall.
每年的复活节，我们也庆祝欢庆教会的周年庆。
Every year during Easter, we also celebrate the anniversary of our church.
六月的第一个主日也是神带领我们进入这个会堂的日子。
The first day of June is also the day when God brought us to this place.
所以在六月四号，我们要跟我们的母会西区教会一起来敬拜。
As such, on June 4th, we will join with our mother church, the West Houston Chinese Church.
六月四号也是我们母会西区教会成立26周年的日子。
That's also the day where that's also the 26th anniversary of our mother church.
我们要跟他们现场连线，一起来欢庆我们的合一主日。
We will join with them on that day to celebrate our unity day.
在信息之前，让我们一起来求神，让我们都能够成为洁净合用的器皿。
May God continue to strengthen us to become His holy vessels for His honorable use.
带领我们一起来建造神的家。
And lead us to rise up and build His church.
来彰显神的荣耀。
To glorify His name.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
求神预备我们的心来领受主餐。
And ask God to prepare our heart to receive the communion.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
谢谢你借着这样如此大能的信息。
Thank you for speaking to us with these great messages.
再一次坚定我们的弟兄姐妹。
To strengthen all our brothers and sisters.
是因着你的呼召，我们在这里建立你的教会。
It's because of your calling we planted this church here.
是你把这样荣耀的使命赐给我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
You gave us this honorable mission.
就求主你继续赐我们智慧和勇气。
Please continue to give us the wisdom and courage.
在这个堕落败坏的世界，让我们教会能够成为真光照耀。
In this corrupted world, for our church to become a lighthouse.
带领我们周围的人都能够认罪祷告来归向你。
And to lead all of us to confess our sin and to come to you.
来领受你的救恩。
And to receive a salvation.
我们这样子的感恩祈求，侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and prayers is in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 好，接下来我们要领受圣餐。 每个月第一个主日是我们的圣餐主日。
Every first Sunday is our Lord's Supper Sunday.
如果你已经按照主耶稣的命令相信主耶稣而且受洗的。
If you have already received Jesus Christ as your Savior and you also has been baptized,